Today's episode, the Owens Valley Radio Telescope. The natural scenery observed while driving on Highway 395 in the Owens Valley is pretty impressive, to say the least. Jagged mountains soar thousands of feet on either side of the valley. Volcanic flows dot the nearby landscape, and ancient granite has been eroded into the most unusual formations. But when the Owens Valley traveler looks out to the east as they travel just a little north of Big Pine, they'll see a man-made site that's very impressive in its own right. Several huge satellite dishes rise up from the Owens Valley floor like a monument to modern technology. This is the Owens Valley Radio Observatory. Many people think of radio astronomy as scientists listening intently for vague and faint messages and signals that might be transmitted from far-off solar systems by extraterrestrials. In actuality, radio astronomy is much like optical astronomy, in that the telescopes are built to detect and magnify images in the cosmos. The images the human eye receives is nothing more than frequencies of light. The eye is very limited in the range of frequencies it can receive, and the radio telescopes help scientists observe a multitude of frequencies beyond the capability of the human eye. Owens Valley Radio Observatory began with two 90-foot diameter radio telescopes back in 1958. The Owens Valley site was chosen due to the huge mountain ranges on either side of the valley, helping to block out man-made radio and television waves that could interfere with the observatory facility. Expanded with the addition of even larger radio telescopes in the 1960s, the facility is run by the California Institute of Technology, otherwise known as Caltech, and is one of the largest university-operated observatories in the world. Its focus today is primarily on studying the physics of the sun. In 2006, a second radio observatory was located 20 miles east, high in the Inyo Mountains, which also conducted research with its 23 smaller radio telescopes. But this second facility closed just 10 years later due to a lack of funding. But the original Big Pine Owens Valley Radio Observatory is still very active today. Tours of the facility are usually available the first Monday of the month and are free and open to the public. Consider taking time out of your busy schedule and taking a tour of these scientific masterpieces that you've always seen from your travels along El Camino Sierra.